This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda urges Indian entrepreneurs to invest in Nepal's IT sector. Masks now voluntary as the Ministry of Health revises COVID-19 protocol. And more than 280 dead after multiple train collision in India's eastern Odisha state. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has urged Indian entrepreneurs to invest in the information technology sector of Nepal. Inspecting the Tata Consultancy Services Infoy's Special Economic Zone at Indore F. Madhya Pradesh, Prime Minister Dahal called on Indian entrepreneurs to invest in IT sectors like Tata Company. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal planted a sapling of Sunakhari at the Economic Zone. India's famous Tata Company is working in more than 48 countries of the world where there are more than 600,000 staffs. The Nepali delegation comprising Prime Minister Dahal, ministers and other members had reached Indore to visit Tata Consultancy Service located at Special Economic Zone. Prime Minister Prachanda is returning home today after completing his four-day visit to India. Prime Minister Prachanda left for New Delhi on May 31st at the invitation of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. After visiting Delhi, the Prime Minister, who left for Indore by special plane, is going to return home via New Delhi today. During the visit, both countries have expressed their commitment to further strengthen bilateral friendly relations. On this occasion, the two Prime Ministers reviewed the broad areas of bilateral relations and cooperation: trade and transportation, hydropower, energy trade and transmission lines, inland railways, concrete bridges, petroleum pipelines and integrated checkpoints, irrigation, flood control, agriculture, culture and civil aviation were reviewed. A commitment has been expressed to improve the friendly relations between the two countries based on equality, mutual respect and mutual trust. Prime Minister Prachanda also said that the four-day visit to India was a complete success. The Ministry of Health and Population has now made wearing masks voluntary with a steady decline in the number of COVID-19 infections. Issuing a notice, the Senior Public Health Administrator of the Ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, has said the health protocol related to COVID-19 has been revised considering the rate of infection and the use of masks has been made voluntary. Before this, the use of masks was mandatory as per the health protocol. The ministry also said with low infection rate, testing for COVID-19 and proof of vaccination is no longer a requirement for national and international travelers. Showing a vaccination card and test results are no longer required at international transits. Meanwhile, coronavirus patients will continue to be regularly monitored and suspected travelers who are vulnerable will be screened. The ministry has extended gratitude for the support from the national and international levels for the prevention, control and management of coronavirus pandemic. The National Population Census 2078 has shown an increase in the total number of ethnic groups in Nepal. It has been recorded to be 142. According to the National Statistics Office, the latest information has been published based on the recommendation of the expert group made based on the answers given by the respondents about ethnicity, language and religion in the National Census 2078. In the previous census in 2068, there were 125 ethnic groups, which has now increased by 17. Also, the number of mother tongues is now 124 and the number of religions followed in the country is 10. Out of the 7 municipalities of Chitwan, all the schools in 6 municipalities were closed due to extreme heat. While community and institutional schools in Bharatpur Metropolitan Municipality were closed for 6 days. Bharatpur Metropolitan Municipality issued a notification yesterday and decided to close schools within the metropolis for 6 days from Sunday. Mahendra Prasad Paudel informed that it was decided to close the school from 4th June to 9th June due to extreme heat. The first ascent to Mount Annapurna is being observed today with a variety of programs. On June 3, 1950, Maurice Herzog of France successfully climbed Mount Annapurna. Annapurna Accent Day is being celebrated with various programs. President of Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal, Gandaki, Dharmaraj Panthi said, Annapurna Accent Day is a special day of mountain tourism in Nepal. Nepal became a unique attraction of mountain tourism in the world following the successful scaling of Mount Annapurna. Hence, it is inevitable to keep the dignity and importance of this day alive. An early morning procession was organized to mark World Environment Day 2023. World Environment Day is celebrated on June 5th every year since 1974 at the call of the United Nations Environment Programme. Likewise, on the occasion, civil society organizations working in the field of the environment are going to hold various awareness-raising programs. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. At least 288 people are now known to have been killed and 850 injured in a multiple train collision in India's eastern Odisha state. Odisha's Chief Secretary Pradeep Jina says that more than 200 ambulances were sent to the scene in Balasore district. One passenger train is thought to have derailed before being struck by another on the adjacent track yesterday. It is India's worst train crash this century. Officials say the death toll is expected to rise further. Indian Railway said the two services involved were the Coromandel Express and the Howrah Superfast Express. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he was distressed by the incident and his thoughts were with the bereaved families. A day of mourning has been announced in the state. United States Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said he was deeply concerned by China's unwillingness to engage in military crisis management, warning that talks are key to avoiding conflict. Speaking at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore today, Asia's top security summit, Austin said that open lines of communication between U.S. and Chinese defense and military leaders were essential to avoid conflict and bolster stability in the Asia-Pacific region. Austin made special mentions of Chinese planes making risky intercepts of U.S. and allied aircraft flying lawfully in international airspace. Relations between Beijing and Washington are at their lowest point in decades, with both China and the U.S. deeply divided over everything from the sovereignty of Taiwan to maritime dispute in the South China Sea. Austin pointed to Russia's invasion of Ukraine as an example of how dangerous our world would become if big countries could just invade their peaceful neighbors with impunity. He said the U.S. was deeply committed to preserving the status quo in Taiwan and opposes unilateral changes from either side. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast the weather will likely remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Brief rain, thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places in the hilly region of Kosi, Karnali and Sudhir Paschim province and one or two places in the hilly region of the rest of the country. For tonight, the division has forecast that the weather will likely remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly region of Kosi province. At present, there is general influence of local winds as well as westerly winds over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 17.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 32 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda urges Indian entrepreneurs to invest in Nepal's IT sector. Masks now voluntary as the Ministry of Health revises COVID-19 protocol. And more than 280 dead after multiple train collision in India's eastern Odisha state. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.